Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 154 for Friday, November 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly stronger on volatile trading Friday, following soybeans higher, while also feeling pressure from a strong Canadian dollar as traders positioned themselves before the weekend. Canola was 10 cents to 70 cents higher, with the most active January contract up 70 cents at $431 per ton. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which helped to pressure values, while soy oil was nearly unchanged. So far, the prospects of a good soybean crop in Brazil appear favorable, which has been bearish for prices. There are no big trends pushing canola one way or the other, meaning it will likely continue to trade sideways in the near future. However, gains in European rapeseed futures provided some support for canola. Farmer selling has been slow and is not expected to improve significantly until the new year, which is underpinning the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were higher, while corn was lower. Soybeans were up 16 to 17 cents, with the January contract at $10.38 per bushel. Firm demand for beans from China and a recovery in metal and energy markets, along with some technical buying, helped support values. China's announcement that it has cut lending rates was also bullish, as that should give the country's agricultural sector more credit for international purchases. Strong export sales of soy meal have also underpinned the market. Rain is forecast to fall in central Brazil, which should mean more favorable conditions for the soybean crop there. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the March contract coming in at $3.82 per bushel. The U.S. dollar has been fairly strong as of late, which has dragged on values. The corn harvest is still expected to be a record one in the U.S., and with that volume comes the challenge of finding enough buyers for the supply. U.S. farmers have been hanging onto their supplies while the harvest wraps up, which is tightening the supply and pushing up the value. Prices also felt some strong demand for both feed corn and ethanol. Wheat was mostly higher, except for the December contract, which was a cent lower. The most active March contract in Chicago was up half a cent at $5.52 per bushel. News that China is freeing up credit and comments from the European Central Bank that it is ready to expand the fiscal stimulus program in Europe lent support to prices. Large world supplies and fierce competition from Russia, France, and Ukraine continue to limit the upside. Rain in the U.S. Southern Plains is expected to help development of the winter wheat crop, while rain in the U.S. Midwest is expected to delay field work. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.